Ty Brown comes at this from a unique perspective. He's a West Valley High School history and English teacher, but he grew up at the golf course that's bordered by the Little Spokane River. His dad is Wandermere's longtime groundskeeper, and his family still co-owns the place. Over a two-year period, Brown collected photos and documents that were saved by family members over the years. He conducted interviews and wrote a narrative about a place that hasn't been given much attention by historians. The result was Wandermere, Legacy on the Little Spokane River.
The property out there was really like a sportsman's paradise is how it kind of started. And Francis H. Cook, one of the Spokane pioneers, he ended up living out on that property. And he's the one that actually built the lake. And the lake is really the centerpiece of that business because they use it for ice skating. He had an ice business. He would use the ice and store it in a big barn that they had out there. And before refrigeration, they'd use that as one of their business practices. They'd have hunting and people would spend the night out there. And it was basically a sportsman's paradise.
In the summer, people would come to swim in the lake and to fish. In the 1930s, Wandermere opened as a nine-hole golf course.
Golf was really needed in Spokane at that time in 1930. Downriver, often it was referred to as Riverside as well. That was about the only public course in town. You had Manitou and you had the Spokane Country Club and you had the Hayden Lake Country Club nearby. But Downriver was literally busting at the seams for people trying to get on the golf course, waiting lists, and it was just so hard to get in there. So Wandermere came about. Granted, it was nine holes, but it really, you know, took some of the pressure off of Downriver.
In 1948, Wandermere expanded to 18 holes. By that time, the course was known for one other sporting activity that you might not believe, ski jumping.
The Spokane Ski Club at the time, they were really looking for a place to hold ski jumping events. Ski jumping in the 30s was a huge thing in the Northwest. Spokane really developed ski jumping, you know, way before any other place did. In the early 19-teens, people were ski jumping here off of Brown's Mountain.
Brown says the Spokane Ski Club wanted to send its jumpers to Mount Spokane, but apparently the road up there wasn't good and there wasn't much parking. So the club approached Wandermere about creating a ski hill.
So my family built the hill, and then they used the hill, and they shared the profits of this. So in 1933, they actually had a ski jumping event out there, and it was really successful. 20-some thousand people, allegedly the largest sporting event in Spokane history. The newspaper articles talk about traffic jams, you know, two cars wide from Boone and Division all the way to Wandermere, and it was quite the spectacle.
Now it's just golf at Wandermere in the shadow of Highway 395 rolling past. You can read more about Wandermere's history in Ty Brown's new book, Wandermere, Legacy on the Little Spokane River, and hear more of our interview with him on Wednesday's Inland Journal podcast. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.